So it was January 10th last year when the world said goodbye to a legend, to David Bowie. We remember him. We have his music with us always. And Forest Lawn Museum is honoring David Bowie and presenting David Bowie Among the Mexican Masters. And this is from a time during his Earthling tour that was 1997. And we are joined by Ana Pescador. She is the museum director and curator at Forest Lawn Glendale, the museum. Thank you for having exhibits, for spreading culture, for offering this to people in the community, Forest Lawn contributing so much.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure and my passion to do this.
Yeah, and so we're really excited about this exhibit, and it's from Fernando Aceves. Yes, he took these photographs of David Bowie. Talk to us, Ana, about this exhibition with David Bowie.
First of all, I would like to give you a little background of the exhibit. Fernando Aceves, he's a Mexican photographer that has a very interesting career. He's been working for the last 25 years documenting concerts in Mexico and the big venues, so such as the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Pink Floyd, and he was commissioned by David Bowie and the agent that was handling the Earthling concert in Mexico in 1997. That's how Fernando Aceves met David Bowie.
So he spent 3 days with him, is that right? He spent 3 days documenting him?
Yes, David Bowie arrived around October 19, 1997. So the first stop that he made was in Teotihuacan, the archaeological site that is outside of Mexico City. And then from there, he cut rehearsal short so that he could visit the main historical venues in Mexico City. He really wanted to see in person all these magnificent places in Mexico.
He had a lot of respect for the arts and for the sites, and he wanted to document it and to share it with people.
David Bowie was contributing for an English magazine called Modern Painters. So according to Fernando, these photographs were intended to document his visit and to write the article that he was supposed to write. We don't know if it was written. It was never published. And that's why he wanted to see the main masters, the Mexican masters. The murals in Mexico City.
What are some of the murals that he visited?
If you ever go to Mexico, the main masters, Mexican masters murals are from Diego Rivera, Siqueiros, Clemente. They are located in the Mexican National Palace, the Palace of Fine Arts. And also he visited the famous Frida Kahlo's Blue House in Coyoacán, Mexico.
The image that you use to promote the exhibition, it shows David Bowie with a mask. What's the story behind that?
Well, that mask, it's Fernando knew, or he explained to David Bowie. The mask comes from one of the states in Mexico, Oaxaca. They're handmade. It's part of the culture. Even families are work together to create this type of thin foil masks. So he really loved it. And he started posing with the mask. And you will see there are two images of David Bowie posing with the mask. It's a tin foil man mask, and it's amazing how he blends with his face and his colors. So it's right. One of the favorites. But there are other images that are interesting to see. In particular, I was attracted to one that he's posing inside of the Blue House in the water pond. And Fernando told me that that was the only picture that he requested to be taken. He said, Fernando, come and take this photo for me, because the water pond was empty, of course, and there's a mosaic. It's constructed. It's really nice. It has two frogs, mosaic frogs. It's black and blue and white. So he really wanted that photo to show it to Iman, his wife. So he kind of dedicated that photo to his wife. And he said, this photo is for my wife, and she's going to love it. So that's, part of the history that I was told by Fernando, how he really enjoyed tiny things that sometimes we believe are not important, but he took them very seriously. And he was just, in general, amazed by the Mexican culture and the traditions.
Yeah, he loved it.
When you get to see, if you have a chance to see the exhibit, these are very interesting. You will see a David Bowie, a man down to earth, someone who was very simple, just posing and admiring the Mexican culture. It's amazing to see how he shows a lot of respect and admiration for the images, for the paintings, for the sites.
When you see his poses against the sites, against the murals, against the pyramids, he's in front of
right,
as well.
Teotihuacan.
Yeah, and the poses are artistic. the way they set up the shot, all of it seems like he is kind of part of that environment.
He blended into these amazing murals. There's one in particular, the Universal Man, which I always call also Davy Bowie, the Universal Man. The Universal Man, Control of the World. Davy Bowie, he's posing in front of one of the murals, the Oribera murals in the Palace of Fine Arts. And you can see how he blends with the image, with the murals. It's amazing.
It is. And there's 35 photographs altogether, is that
around
right?
Around 37.
That's a lot of 37. Photographs. Yeah. Fernando, you said also that he had these images for 20 years. He had them for 20 years before he decided to have them in an exhibit?
He had them in his, I will say, private collection. Uh-huh. He was not anxious or ambitious to sell them. He kept them in his private collection. One of them was published in the British newspaper, The Guardian. And that's when it started to get attention from other places and for other people. But he was here in LA. I met him last year in a small preview at the Mexican Consulate here in Los Angeles. And he showcased around 11 of those images. So that's when I met him the first time. And I said, if you ask him, do you have more? And he said, yes, I have around 40 of those pictures. So I immediately got in touch with him. We sit down and I started looking every single image. And it was just an amazing experience to see every image. And now they are on display. They are at Forest Lawn Museum.
It's something that we want to see, like the world wants to see, because we miss David Bowie so much and cherish him.
And it has been also an amazing experience showcasing this exhibit after he passed away. It's like he left us a legacy, another gift to continue loving Davy Bowie.
Mm-hmm. And Fernando, since you talked to him, you know him, right? So did he describe his experience with David Bowie? Did he ever talk about what it was like?
Yes, he said that his personality was very simple, never demanding. Mm-hmm. You always think that because he was a superstar, he would be someone who would be demanding. And also putting pressure on the photographer. He said that it was the best experience in his life. Like I mentioned before, Fernando worked very close with the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, and other very famous musicians. So he said working with Davy Bowie was the easiest thing in the world, because he said, Fernando, just whatever you see, just take the photo. Don't ask me. Just or tell me where should I post. So it was
like
great.
That.
He said that he really enjoyed working with him for 3 days.
There is a film, too. When you go to see the exhibit, there's also a 30-minute film.
That's another very interesting video, because you will see and you perceive Davy Bowie talking as an artist, not as a singer, you know, composer, singer. He gives you his perspective in a way, how he likes art, how he gets inspired, his creative side of Davy Bowie when he paints. He talks about things very simple. When he wakes up in the morning at 6 a.m., he likes to paint. Why? Because the light is better. So you get a very different perspective of Davy Bowie as an artist, and not as, you know, obviously we know that he's a singer, he's a superstar, but you see his other side as how Davy Bowie was inspired to create his own paintings, because he was a great artist too.
Yes.
He was a patron of the arts, and he was an amazing painter.
He painted many paintings, actually, and that's interesting to hear his creative side as it relates to art, this other side to him. We were talking a little bit about his self-portraits. If you ever see any of David Bowie's art, you can see it online. You get a sense almost of his mood or of him when you see his self-portraits, but his work is so interesting. There was one that really struck me. Child in Berlin is the name of David Bowie's painting that I'm thinking of that I really liked.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, and this is also reflecting his childhood, his other side of Davy Bowie. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to when you see those self-portraits, how he projects himself in art. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, if you have a chance, you can Google them or you can find them online. Unfortunately, we don't have those portraits, but we do have them in the 360. That's part of the show. Mm-hmm. You can see this video. The video, it's about Davy Bowie and all the sites that he visited, but also it's a way to transport you to the places where he was in Mexico City.
So you'll see this film, and then you can see all of the photographs, and this is free to the public.
Yes, it is free. Please come and visit us. You don't need to make any reservations. It's open Tuesday through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we are 1712 South Glendale Avenue, Forest Lawn Museum. And the admission is free. like you said, everyone is welcome.
A great exhibit at Forest Lawn. This is in Glendale and one of the top 10 free museums in the country.
And the best is yet to come.
Yes, we can look forward to more exhibits. Do you have another one planned right now?
Yes, we do. We have, after the David Bowie, we have an exhibit by a Chinese artist, Xiao Yang. And we're still working on that project, but we're hoping that people can come and visit us. And then we have a Charlie Brown after that. For the Charlie Brown fans.
Yeah, that's all of us almost.
Yes.
Is that in the summer? Will that be coming up in the summer, fall?
That will be by the end of the year, yes.
Okay, yeah. Right. So we've got some really great exhibits to look forward to. And then right now, David Bowie among the Mexican masters. This is kind of a cultural exchange between Mexico City and Los Angeles and, you know, Fernando, the artist who took the photos.
This is a great connection. Back in 2016, the Mexican president was here. So he declared with the mayor of Los Angeles as the year of Mexico in Los Angeles, 2017. Mm-hmm. So there's a series of events going on with the Mexican consulate and the Mexican community to celebrate Mexico City's legacy, because Mexico City and LA are sister cities.
Uh-huh.
But one important connection that we have to remember with this exhibit too is that the great Mexican masters at one point, they lived in the United States. Diego Rivera in New York, Siqueiros in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So the murals that we have in LA are a huge reference of what happened back in the 40s when Siqueiros was here. The influence of the Mexican masters even in the United States. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles is a city with the largest number of murals than any other city in the United States. So this is has a great connection between the David Bowie exhibit and the great masters, Mexican masters.
Historic sites and the masters and David Bowie. And this is an incredible exhibit, this exhibition now at Forest Lawn in Glendale. And so thank you, Anna, for doing everything that you're doing for the community.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah. And for bringing David Bowie and Fernando Aceves, his work, to us through the photographs there at Forest Lawn.
Yes. Take the chance. Take the time to come and see this exhibit. It's until June 15. Mm-hmm. So I'm inviting to all the community to come and see the exhibit. It is worth it. You will love it. I can assure you that. It's like, you know, now we don't receive postcards anymore as the old days. Mm-hmm. But I remember receiving postcards from friends traveling around the world. It's like David Bowie sending a postcard for you, to you, for friends, to see these amazing places. It's just magical. It's a very interesting exhibit. You have to come and see it.